Now, the rest of the story. It is well said that there's a woman's helping hand in the success of every successful man. Bob would have agreed. The helping hand was his mother's. When Bob was only a boy, he took baseball passionately, seriously. Mom never quite understood her son's obsession. Iowa farm boys should grow up to become Iowa farmers, she had always thought. And yet here was young Bob declaring, "Mom, I'm going to play in the big leagues someday." It seemed nonsense, but his mother never said so. In fact, she often held up dinner when one of Bob's baseball games went longer than usual. She mended the many torn trousers and shirts, the casualties of vigorous competition, and she did so without complaint. And in response to each loving gesture, Bob would say, "Mom, I'm going to play in the big leagues someday, and you'll come see me, and you'll be proud." Well, Bob did make it to the majors. And beginning with that achievement, he went on to distinguish himself, as have few in that sport. For Bob one day would be hailed as the fastball king, the flaming hurler, Hall of Famer known as Fireball Bob Feller. His accomplishments are baseball history. But this is the rest of the story. As of April 1939, Mrs. Feller had never seen her son Bob play, had never seen a Major League Baseball game. It was early that month when Mother received the thrilling news. Bob's team, the Cleveland Indians, would be playing the Chicago White Sox on the second Sunday in May. Bob was therefore paying the Chicago round-trip train fare for Mom and Dad and Sister Marguerite as Mom's gift for Mother's Day. The young man could think of no better way to repay his mother's myriad kindnesses than to make good on his childhood promise that she would see him play in the big leagues someday, and that she would be proud. Well, there never was a mother more proud. Bob saw to it that his family got the best seats in Comiskey Park, the box right between the Cleveland dugout and the batting screen. There were 25,000 fans in the stands for that Mother's Day game, and Fireball Bob lived up to his name. In fact, it might have been remembered among the best games of his entire career had it not been for the third inning. Oh, Cleveland won 9-4, but his mother did not see the victory. For so many years, Bob had dreamed of showing his mom that her patience had paid off, and yet not in his wildest boyhood fantasies could he have imagined that unbelievable third inning. When he pitched that sizzling fastball to Chicago's Marvin Owen, and Marvin swung hard and foul-tipped the ball, sending Bob Feller's pitch over the Cleveland dugout and into the stands, where of all of the 25,000 people in the ballpark that day, of all who could have been struck on that Mother's Day, the ball struck Bob Feller's mother squarely in the face, smashed her glasses, gashed her forehead, and sent her to the hospital. And now you know the rest of the story.